Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that's my signal. Hi, everybody. This is Ann. We're off and running on another Wednesday call. Our call lines are filled to overflowing.
Hi, Ann.
Yeah.
Hi, Ann. I have some music I want to play, and I just managed to get it to play. You want to listen for a minute?
Oh, sure. That'd be fun.
We have new music for tonight because it's a brand new day. Hang on.
Okay. Catherine, I can't hear it. Catherine, I can't hear it.
Who is it? Oh, just leave it, please.
Catherine.
Yes.
No, it wasn't anything. We didn't hear it, Catherine. We just heard some squeaky stuff.
No kidding.
No.
Oh.
What were we supposed to hear?
Oh, I'm sorry. Uh-oh. Did I just lose you?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. Sorry, folks. I had this great idea. I was playing We Are the Ones, We Are the Children.
Oh, yeah, that's a great song. So,
next time.
Next time.
Sorry about that.
You don't have it in the system. You were playing it into the microphone, is that it?
Mm-hmm, into the microphone. Last time I did that, it worked all right with my landline.
Yeah, well... Huh. Good try, Catherine.
Sorry about that, folks.
You
I
can
tried.
Go back to Jonathan Goldenthal if you want. Everybody loves that. You want to you want to get everybody all snuggled in back to what they're comfy with?
Well, I can give them a moment of it.
Yeah,
you know,
just kind of set the pace. Yeah.
Okay. It sounds kind of squeaky, but it's done it, too.
Okay, this is good. There we go. Home sweet home.
All right.
Well, good try. You wanted to impress us, as they used to say in the old commercial. I wanted to impress you. Well, here we are, off to our usual vibrant start. This is Ann, Ann DeHart, welcoming you to our wonderful Wednesday night calls with Dr. Catherine E. May and Mother, Father, God, and unknown guests. Catherine might know, but nobody told me, but I've got my fingers crossed. We'll just wait and see. But to those of you that are new with us, welcome to our call. We're all just like one big global family here. And to introduce Dr. May, who will be facilitating all of these wondrous guests from all over the cosmos, Dr. May is actually a practicing clinical psychologist. Not very much these days. She's been practicing more working with us and facilitating the ascension of planet Earth. Dr. May is not the usual clinical practicing psychologist, in as much as she has a very unique technique that took 20 years to totally master, called visual centering, and she's to the point now that she can actually teach it and does in workshops. And people, we heard some of her students on the August 22nd call, they could see the very same things happening on that processional call that Catherine could see. They were both describing the same event and both seeing the same things. It was, it sounded like it sounded like the narrators at the Rose Bowl parade, and they're talking about the floats and things, because each of them could see the same thing. Was, if you haven't heard the August 22nd call, as Peter Olson on his call last night, that was one of the turning points in our movement toward ascension. So it's a monumental call. But going back to Catherine, she is unlike any other channel, in as much as she can almost just dial a phone number and bring in whomever we would like to converse with, if they are willing. Sometimes they're too busy. These guys are really busy these days. Catherine's offices are in New York. She just moved her offices from the city to her home, so she didn't have so much travel involved, and that's in High Falls, New York. And let's see. Oh, her book, Who Needs Light, is the same as her website, whoneedslight.org. And the book can be purchased for different price ranges depending upon if we have the ability to pay, you know, for the book and shipping, or if we need a little help. And that's all outlined there on her website, whoneedslight.org. I've kind of skipped around a lot, but I think you've got a pretty good idea of the uniqueness of Dr. May and the quality of guests that she will be facilitating to visit with us tonight. So, Catherine, with that, now, do you know who's coming tonight? Tell us, Catherine.
Well, I have a prelude. I spoke with Saint Germain, and he's going to be here.
Oh, everybody's hoping,
also,
yeah.
Yeah, I earlier got a call from Father God. I just get such a kick out of that. Greetings, beloved master, on the phone.
I have a message on my phone, too. He says, well, I don't have a number, but my name is Zora. That was on my phone message. I don't have a number.
It's funny.
Well, he'll be with us. Zora will be with us
standing
tonight.
He said he would be standing by, but he wants to, you know, leave the floor open for Saint Germain, who has some very, very exciting news for us.
Oh, gosh,
it's right.
Have you been as busy as I have today, Catherine? It's just been a wild day.
Yes, it has. Well, I'll give people a little update on where we are. We're actually in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
We've been here for a number of days because we knew the RV was going to happen.
Thought
it would be a few days ago, but
so
we're probably, I've started doing some individual sessions, and we probably will be able to do a visual centering meeting this weekend while we're here. Maybe on
that
Saturday.
That makes me think that we better take down your Plattsburgh meeting then, right?
Yes, we won't be back for Plattsburgh, but we will be, we took it off the Eventbrite, so people can't sign up for it anyway.
That's fine.
So we already have, I think, a full group for a visual centering group in Atlanta, so we will stay on to do that.
That'll be nice.
And then we'll be back in New York. And Gabriella's now at Newark Airport. She's flown back to New Jersey to pick up Noev to bring her back here.
Oh.
So they will be back tomorrow morning. So we can't wait to see little Noeb. She's been away.
How long has she been away from you girls?
Since Friday.
Oh, gee.
She was staying with some friends in New Jersey, and they needed for her to be picked up. So she's on her way back.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun to have Noeb.
5 years old, yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty exciting what's going on, and I can't wait to hear what Saint Germain has to say, because the introduction that Father God gave me a hint about is just mind-boggling.
Mm.
So we all want to know about the RV, of course, and
mm-hmm.
we did get the message from Sananda. Yesterday?
I worked right through the night because my mm-hmm. computer went down and I wanted to get that Sananda message. And by the time the computer was up, it was full daylight and 8 o'clock, and I just kept on pedaling. So that came through at 6 o'clock Atlanta time. Yeah, you got it at 6 o'clock Atlanta time in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Soon you're not going to have to be doing this. It will do itself.
I know. The Galactics will take over all this educational and communication work, yeah.
And it is going to be way sooner than we thought.
Ooh.
Way sooner than we thought.
Ooh, that's exciting.
So the delays that have had, you know, the delays for the RV have not delayed the entire process. They've just, you know, moved the starting line. So everything is going to unfold just as it was planned, but it's going to go way faster.
I guess.
That's my sense of it. So we'll see what Saint Germain has to say about that. I think he's going to give us a little view of what he's been doing. But Father God said today,
mm-hmm.
Saint Germain pushed the button.
He pushed it during Tony's call is what Zareya told me. When the call was over, he called and said, Saint Germain pushed the button. I said, yeah, I know he was going to. He says he pushed it during Tony's call.
okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I remember we heard Tony said in 7 hours the numbers will be out.
Ooh.
So, so it's tonight. And tomorrow.
Tell people what the button is, Catherine. Not everybody is in the loop our written messages.
Right, and what is an RV? Well, the button, from my understanding, at least from here, you know, this 3D
mm-hmm.
version,
mm-hmm.
Is the go for the global currency reset. And along with that will be the reset of the currency that will also have a especially high rate for U.S. citizens who have invested to support Iraq, for one thing,
mm-hmm.
and to collect enough money so that we can change the world, so that we have plenty to give
mm-hmm.
away.
Mm-hmm.
And the currency reset will actually help to raise the economy of countries all over the world immediately. It will completely change the global finance system. And there's much more having to do with that is to come. The entire global economic system is about completely shift.
Is it going to affect people and their lifestyle at all? Are there concepts of how to do things?
Oh, yes. It's going to affect absolutely everything. Let's see what Saint Germain has to say about that, and then we can talk mm-hmm. some more about it. I don't want to
yeah.
tell what I know because it's less than what he knows.
Oh, I
so,
know.
So then I can fill in if he doesn't, you know, if he leaves anything out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be here to talk
Are
about
you going
to
bring in Saint Germain then before Mother or Father God? Is that the plan?
I know he. This was going to be his show, but I can ask.
Oh,
Helen,
I don't
I
care.
Ask.
I just want to know who I'm introducing.
Mother, yeah. Why don't I ask Mother God to introduce Saint Germain?
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah.
So then she can say a few words to us too about
mm-hmm.
from her perspective about what's happening. That would
yeah.
be nice.
That would.
All right. So let's do that.
Okay. Well. We'll settle down from all our silliness here and let Catherine quiet herself just a minute to make her location comfortable so that Mother God can slip in from her very quiet space into our sometimes rowdy space. And, in fact, I bet you Mother God is here now. Are you here, Mother God?
Yes, the loving Lady Nada. You are not at all what we would consider rowdy.
We get kind of rowdy sometimes. We do.
We call you Lady Nada because you have always been a gracious lady. Now, your humor, of course, can be very funny, very playful, and that we love. So... Rowdy,
well.
No. Funny, yes.
Well,
so
we always look forward to this visit with you, and we're just all ears. We're, as you know, we're sort of sitting on almost a precipice right now, and every word that we hear
mm-hmm.
is going to be meaningful. Yes.
Indeed, this is a precipice. You have no idea.
Oh.
We have, of course, tried to prepare you. Those of you who've been listening to these calls are a million miles ahead of the rest of the world in terms of your information. It's going to be a wild ride. The events, as Catherine was just saying, the events that have been planned for your planet for millennia have been somewhat compacted into a shorter period of time because of the complications with the cabal, with technological issues, and with the layers and layers and layers of secrecy and how shall we, the network, let us say, of criminal behavior been like sorting through a haystack to put all the straws straight. The process has been momentous. No stone has been left unturned. No identity is a mystery to us. No behavior can be hidden. Not even any intention of dark behavior. And so this wonderful team that you call the Company of Heaven, our great masters, our beloved ones, the angels who have been helping from every corner, in every area of the world, and of course, Prime Creator. This was proclaimed long ago that this process would indeed unfold but the details of it, of course, had yet to be executed. Been great meetings over the last few days. Father God and I have been there. Even the Cetacean Nation and the Mer people, the Galactic Councils, everyone attending to take part in this wonderful planning of what is going to be disclosure and announcement. Well, hold on, all of you, because it is going to unfold in rapid succession. You will be hearing announcements and disclosures very soon after you have traded your currency. Now, I'm going to leave the details for now to Saint Germain because he loves to tell you the good news. He's been there working day and night, well, for centuries now, you know, but the last months and recent years have been nonstop. And there has never been a pause. There has never been a lapse in our attention to this project, we assure you. It is not that we forgot about it or turned our backs or overlooked anything, or it certainly has not been that the Dark Ones had more power than we thought or more than we could handle. It was never that. As you know, and as dear Lady Nada just mentioned, on August 22nd, the reptilians were removed from the planet, all of them. And since then, it has been a concerted effort to remove the leaders who were aligned with the reptilians, and I assure you there were very many of them. And we have proceeded in the same manner as we did with the reptilians. You learn on our calls and our messages after that time that it has been several generations that humankind assisted us by giving of their bodies and their souls to help to raise the level of consciousness of the reptilians who would be either saved or would be disintegrated. And those who were able to raise their vibration and who decided that they wanted to live in the light, they were welcomed. Those who refused were taken to return to the great ocean of molecules from which souls are created. We, of course, would have preferred to see all our children survive. We would have preferred to see all of them turn to the light. We are grateful to all those on the surface who gave tremendous energy and who suffered a great deal because of being inhabited by a dark one. But it was this offering made by humankind, all of you, that allowed the reptilians to learn about love. Three generations. The most recent project has been continuing now in full force since last December or so, 2012. It is a very short time for all of you to find a way to raise the vibration of the entire planet and to convince all the dark ones to turn toward the light. A heroic job of this. You continue to smile at those who frown. You continue to reach out to those who are in pain. You have done everything you could to try to turn those who were in the dark toward the light. This is what this project was about, you know. It's not really about money, tool that they used to enforce their power over others. It was a very clever tool, and it allowed them to, you know, the expression is by fiat. Well, fiat was what we call the currency that really had no value. It was just a gimmick. And they managed to manipulate the world's economic systems and pull off the profits into their own vaults and pockets, thereby starving the rest of the world and depriving many of the simple pleasures of life. Well, it will not be permitted any longer. And we are well aware that because of the circumstance that were set up over thousands of years, and because of the great power that the reptilians had accrued for themselves, it would have taken another three generations or more, and many lives lost, many sacrifices, for all of you who are so brave to face down the dark ones who were still following the reptilian program. It could have taken a very long time. We have no doubt that you could have accomplished it. And we know that if we had not intervened at this time, you would indeed have persevered. And you would have completed this project. It was clear to us. Because of what you have done in the last year, it is absolutely clear to us that you were on a path, a timeline, as we sometimes call it. You had cleared the path so that it was absolutely clear that you would have defeated the dark. Effortful beyond description. We know that there would have been those of you who would have continued to incarnate here as many times as necessary to make that come to fruition, because that was your promise. But we decided in our meetings that we would not allow it to play out, because we already see the ending. We already see your success. You may not be aware of it yourselves, but when you are instructed and when you're taught about what came before, you will see. You too will see the inevitable. You have vanquished the darkness. And now we can step in and we can help you to complete the project that was yours, to win. And you have triumphed, beloved ones. You have triumphed. We are simply putting our shoulders to the wheel, giving you a little boost now that you have already tipped the balance. And our beloved Saint Germain is going to give you some very interesting information that will help you to understand what this has all been about. It's very difficult, of course, for us to describe to you what we see from the higher dimensions. From your perspective, we understand if we say it's going to happen tomorrow and it happens the day after tomorrow, you think we lied to you. Well, that's not what it is at all. It was simply because it was decided amongst all of those involved, above and below, that it would be of benefit to hold back a little longer in order to finish something that was very important. That has been done. It has been done many times. And when we said to you we thought it would be tomorrow, we did believe that we could accomplish it. And each time something arose that was important. And that was the reason for the delays. But Saint Germain explained that to you. He will give you the details from his personal experience and his perspective that is broad and deep. It has been his baby, you might say. And so let me turn this over to my beloved brother, the one you call Saint Germain. Greetings, all. Greetings, Lady Nada.
Greetings, Saint Germain.
How be you? As Father God says, how be you?
We all like that phrase. I think we've adopted it.
Well, what a day it is.
Mm-hmm.
I am bursting with pleasure and delight and laughter and joy because yes, indeed, today I pushed the button, as you say. And I have been preparing for this for thousands of years. It's as if, you know, you were training for the marathon. And they kept saying, well, the marathon's going to be in 3 months. Okay, I have 3 months to prepare for the marathon. And then you prepared, you got to your peak, and then they said, well, we've delayed the marathon for a year. But there's more you can do because everyone else is preparing for the marathon too, and so you'll have to up your standard, and so on. That's probably not an exact analogy, but it gives you some idea. We have prepared for this for eons, yes. But you cannot prepare for an event that involves almost 8 billion people. Actually prepare for it. It's like you were preparing a picnic at the park and you put an ad in the paper and you invited the entire town. How much potato salad is going to be required? How much mustard should we have ready? Well, it was something like that. We would use all the mustard, and then someone would have to prepare a new batch, and we'd see that there's another sandwich that hasn't been attended to. Well, I don't know if this analogy works for you, but it was something like that when you're party and you really don't know who's coming and how long it's going to last and what the people will need when they get there. It has been a wild ride. Because we were dealing with the dark ones, of course, it was sometimes a wildly unpleasant ride. But nevertheless, those of us in the light always knew that there is ultimate power in the light, in love, that love is the only power in the universe, and that the dark ones were playing at illusions that everyone on the planet, of course, had learned to believe in. When you create an illusion and get everyone to believe it, it takes on a life of its own. And this is where we have been operating, in this nether world of lies and deceit, and it's like a house of mirrors, you know, or a fun house dealing with the cabal, because they tell so many lies they don't even recognize that they're lying anymore. And they involve each other in their tales and their constructs and their imaginary power structures. And so they involve the entire planet. And people began to believe in their magic stories about how money is somehow power, and about how someone who has a lot of money must therefore be very powerful and very honorable. They even made up stories to implant in the religious teachings that made people feel guilty if they were poor, because, as they taught, God loves you, and if God loves you, he will allow you to prosper. Well, if you don't prosper, then God must not love you, and so forth. Well, we were dealing with not only the economic state of the world, although that was the special concentration in recent years, we were also dealing with the propaganda and the brainwashing. And so we must find a way to reveal the truth. And so the plan was hatched, you might say, to take over the airwaves, to create a way to commandeer, you might say. If we were the cabal, we would be commandeering it. Since working for love and light, we're simply taking it back. To take back the media, which should have belonged to the people in the first place, and tell them the truth. Give them the real news, which has been in short supply. The propaganda that now fills the airwaves is anything but news. It is all cooked and programmed and whitewashed and rewritten and made into some sort of milktainment that has nothing to do with what's actually going on in the world. But little by little, it taught people to expect a joke or some entertainment or an attractive young woman in a tight skirt telling you about things like the weather and the traffic and, you know, the fire department's recent adventures. And so you heard nothing about what was actually happening as the Dark Ones were shoveling the money by the ton, literally, into their vaults. They tried to steal all the gold. Fortunately, we did not permit that. We have always had operatives on the ground. We have always had people who were attentive, who were good and kind, and who fought for right. Many of them were eliminated, tragically. We offer them our gratitude, our thanks, and our great love for the sacrifice that they agreed to before they came here. Those people who have so dramatically lost their lives were the ones who are now revealing the truth about this corrupt and diseased system that was called the banking system. There is nothing left in the system of banking, at least in the larger areas of banking, that has anything to do with what people think the bank is for, where you can put your money in and save it and get some interest and actually benefit from having saved your money. It has now become a dangerous place to put your money, and besides, anything that you put into the bank is being used to leverage and create and manipulate and control currencies, the loans, the mortgage system. You know about that one. But the mortgage system is only a small reflection of what all the loans business in the world was creating. You know, there are loans for every household. Almost every household on the planet has a loan. Even poor people have loans. Created enormous debt. And they've been waltzed into the idea that creating a debt will give you the money you need to let your country prosper. And in the meantime, the cabal was living high on the hog, as you say, from the profits of the interest they were paid. Every country on the planet has paid interest to the cabal. Takes out a loan to start its business. Every car that is sold with a loan attached to it. Every house that has a mortgage. Every credit card. Every single loan has paid interest to the cabal. How many loans do you have, beloved ones? How many loans do you have between you? How many people do you think you support? How much wealth do you think you have generated? And you are not, on a whole, the ones who are tremendously involved in the trading and marketing and selling businesses. But even here amongst those who are listening, billions of dollars have been taken to support the dark and secretive power structures, often operating right side by side with your government and completely unknown to the government itself. It's as if you've had a shadow government operating all along the beginning of this country. The shadow government was installed from England. Yes, the king and queen have been always involved. And as you've heard, the Pope, of course, was backing the queen and king. In fact, the queen and king were beholden to the Catholic Church. Although they religion, they were completely in alignment with the Catholic Church. And you know how much power and money and wealth the Catholic Church was able to accrue. These are all the structures we were dealing with. Think of the network. If this were a spider web surrounding the globe, it would have taken 100 billion spiders to create the intricate web that connected all of these secret societies and all of their members. And this web we have been unraveling one thread at a time. Oh yes, we knew where the centers of darkness were. We knew the military centers where unthinkable mutation and very advanced technological systems have been developed far beyond anything that you've seen your government have access to. They do indeed have spaceships. They have had centers in the crust of the earth, on the far side of the moon, and on other planets. There has been a struggle between good and evil going on for eons. Their military weaponry is advanced for fourth-dimensional beings. Of course, it's nothing compared to the kind of technology that it is possible for us to develop in the higher dimensions, but they're not aware of that. Their noise and their flash. It has been an intricate, delicate, unraveling project. We did not wish to touch off a nuclear war in order to ensure against that. First, it had to be decided throughout the galaxies, throughout the universes, that it would be appropriate to intervene to remove the threat of nuclear war from planet Earth. And so it was decided that never again would it be permitted that planet Earth would be destroyed by nuclear weapons. And so, beloved ones, they are gone. You will never see another mushroom cloud. No matter what your fanciful legislators might threaten, you will never see another mushroom cloud. You will never see another attack from a nuclear warhead. You will never see another nuclear bomb dropped on anyone. That was our first phase, and we could not have completed the other if it were not for that. Because any country that tried to really change would have been an immediate target for attack. The Dark Ones had military power far surpassing what your own U.S. government has developed. Your fancy airplanes and tanks could have been squashed in a moment, and we knew that. The entire galaxy knew that. And so it was with gently dismantled the bomb. I think now you may be getting a sense of how it worked. It was like being the group that goes in to take the explosives off the bomb so that it won't explode. But we had thousands of them, even millions. And they were all different sorts. They were propaganda sources that could inflame an entire country, that could have started a war that way. There were weather interventions could have easily caused a tremendous destruction. And there were people all over the world working on these programs and ensuring that they were ready to go so that they could create monumental destruction in a blink of an eye. All of these programs, all of these people had to be addressed, had to be neutralized. And in the process, beloved ones, you must remember that we are working for God. It is not just our purpose to protect those who are in danger. Of course, that is an honorable and a primary purpose, but it was not the only purpose, because every one of these people turned to the dark and who had their finger on some destructive button, they too are children of God. And they too deserve a chance. Many of them had been programmed, brainwashed. You have no idea what these black ops programs full of and how many people they touched. How many were completely brainwashed, taught to be assassins, and to be proud of it, and to believe that they were doing honorable work for their country. How many believed when they signed up for the military that they were doing honorable work to protect their loved ones and their beloved country? Trouble was, every war was initiated by the Dark Ones for profit. Every war that your history books tell of since, let us say, since the time your beloved Jesus walked the earth, negated, promoted, propagandized, and financed by the Dark Ones. And they learned early on that financing one side was not profitable, but financing both sides was certainly profitable. And so the same families were promoting the wars, stirring up the hatred, instigating the battles, and benefiting financially from every single war. War was the most lucrative business, and it has been the number one profitable business on the planet for millennia. That ends now. Will never be permitted to happen again. There will be no one financing wars, because there will be no bank, no family, no pot of gold that will be available to be used for war. And believe you me, dear ones, wars will suddenly become passé. Do you really believe that people, whole countries of people, really decided together that they wanted to take over the world? How many of your neighbors have sat around your coffee table with you and said, I think we should invade South America. I think we should take over every country and rape the land and take away their oil and their bananas and their fruits and their crops and their pineapples, and I think we should enslave their people. Was that your idea? I doubt it. Nevertheless, it has proceeded country by country through the entire of Central and South America, Do you think Americans really proudly state to the world, oh, yes, we enjoy raping countries and taking all their natural resources? You think it was the colonial powers who did that? What, England, Spain, France, and Belgium, and so on? No, dear one. Every country that managed to develop a navy has been involved in this process of rape and pillage. It will not continue. Now that gives you an overview of the kind of thing we were addressing. Picture all of the navies. Picture the captain on his ship setting sail for some far country because he's been told that country is threatening your beloved homeland. Is he going to say, well, I don't know. I have some friends in that country and they don't seem to be very threatening to me. Of course not. He will say, well, my leaders know, they know the dangers. They're on the ground. They talk to the leaders in other places, and we know how crazy those leaders are. All those other countries' leaders are. Well, yes, most of them were puppets or the same people who created the wars. And so it has become an entire network of leaders, bankers, politicians, heads of corporations, workers at every level who believed that people are entitled to make piles of money. And so they should be allowed their piles of money if they're clever enough to manage to scrape it off the table. Well, it was a delusion, beloved ones. It was an illusion of power. It was an illusion of wealth. Are these people truly wealthy? No. They are miserable people. They're angry. They're selfish. They feel empty. And so they need more. And so we decided to try to win them over, to try to convince them that it was not in their best interest to continue this program because we have the technology and the will to catch them. Some saw the wisdom of backing down. Others saw the wisdom of turning to give testimony. Even though they were in danger, they saw where the real strength lies, and that is with the light. And some felt the echoes from the past, from beyond the veil, and began to awaken. And this is the process we have nurtured and carefully addressed at every turn. So that every single being who was involved in any of this terrible corruption, anyone who had been immersed in this mountain of lies would be invited to come forward into the light. and be forgiven. It is our way. And when there are millions and millions of humans involved, we could not hurry. We could not rush the process, cannot rush the blooming of a rose, just as you cannot rush the growth of a child. We did everything we could to try to allow those who were ready to come forward and to come to the light. Just all of you did when you were helping to bring the reptilians to the light. They left their destruction behind, but many of them were saved, and now beloved ones, after their training and recovery period, many of them have come back to help us. And they have been a powerful help because they are familiar with the ways of the dark ones. And some of our best operatives are now those who were rescued on August 22nd. We knew that they would be a help to us, and that was part of the plan. Of course, it took some time for them to be retrained, for them to recover, to restore themselves after so many eons of having been in the dark. You know what it's like. When you get used to something, I have a little example for you. I remember observing when my beloved twin flame was a child. She broke her ankle, put a cast on her leg. It had a little piece on the bottom, like a crutch, but it was like a foot, but below her own foot, and so one leg was now several inches longer than the other. Well, she learned to skip and run and do all kinds of things with that clever cast, spin on it. And when the ankle was healed and they took the cast off down from the table, she went to take a step, and she fell down. She said, "What happened to the floor?" All of a sudden, it felt as if one leg was shorter than the other, when in fact, she just had that 3-inch support taken off the bottom. Now, this is a child, and children can recover quickly. Nevertheless, if her perception was as if the earth had shifted under her feet. This is what it is like when one has been immersed in a psychological state. Because, beloved ones, you are not just physical. You are not just mental beings. You are psychosomatic. Your state, the state of your feelings, state of your physical being, and your thinking. And when you have been immersed in something for so long that it becomes your normal state, then removing it makes you feel as if there is a hole in the earth. There are many religions that have used this very skillfully. Those religions that gather their people together with the promise of a tender, loving family group. The bigger the better. The more you bring in, the more rich we will be in friendship, However, you must follow our rules and you must do everything we say. And if you cross us, you will be thrown out of the religion and you will be shunned. Now, you know the Jehovah Witnesses, the Catholic system, and many others have very effectively used this. Even the Mormons have used it. If you do not abide by the traditions and the beliefs of the group, you will be shunned. Well, there is nothing more painful than being shunned. And so these were the people we were working with. Not only were they afraid of being shunned, they were afraid of being killed. Powerful deterrent, especially for those who do not believe in an afterlife. Think how powerful that tool is. So the Dark Ones were trained to think there is no afterlife. There is no God. But there is an evil leader called Satan, sometimes called Lucifer, who is leading us, and he is more powerful than any god you could imagine. Well, of course, it was a figment of everyone's imagination. There was never an evil Satan or a Lucifer who was guiding the Dark Ones. Of course not. Our beloved Lucifer has been here with us all along, carrying a very heavy burden to bring love and teaching to the planet. And so we come to today's part of the story. Today, all of this work has come to fruition. We have been preparing, as we've told you, and as Sananda announced just yesterday, we talked, of course, and he agreed to come through and give you the heads up that it was coming. Of course, we work together constantly. He also was trying to keep spirits up while we tied up all the loose ends. And I assure you, there were plenty of loose ends. We had completed the technology part of it some time ago. We were still dealing with reluctant egos and fear, much fear. And it is to be understood. As I described to you, there were many who were in fear of their lives. If they were to follow the reasonable path to allow this revaluation of currency to move forward in a reasonable and speedy way, there were many who wanted to delay or procrastinate or put it off or find ways to make money from the entire process. And we've told you about that. We laid the traps so that they would do just that. And it was very successful. It was not as if we needed more evidence ourselves that these were criminals. It was obvious to us. We can see darkness. We know the difference. But it had to be made absolutely apparent to everyone here on the ground. And you know how hard it is to convince people here that something is not what they thought it was, to have blatant evidence and then more blatant evidence to convince people that banking is not just a simple building made of brick where a few nice people with bright smiles greet you and happily put your money in their safe. That is not what the banking industry was. And so it's a challenge. Now let's talk about the media for a moment. You know that most of the media on the planet is owned by the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Rupert Murdoch, and just a few others. And they're completely in league with one another. They have completely changed the way media is presented to the point where there is nothing original or new anywhere. The programming is designed at about a 10-year-old level or below. There is nothing to challenge a human brain. There is nothing to touch a human heart in a deep way. There is much that's false, much that is pretend, much that is designed to be exciting, but not inspiring. And so, now how does one let the world know that you are trying to tell them that the media is controlled by the cabal? Well, you're certainly not going to hear it in the newspapers, those that are left. You're certainly not going to hear it on television, because all of the television is controlled by those who are either directly working for the cabal or who are in some way promoting the agenda of the cabal, whether they realize it or not. And so it must be completely. We are going to take over the entire media of the world. You know, Father God has mentioned this in the past, that there will be announcements following 10 days after the revaluation announcement. In 10 days, there will be announcements and the disclosure of your beloved brothers and sisters who are here circling the heavens, just waiting to come and help you. And then, shortly after, will come the landings. And we, your masters in the higher dimensions, will be coming to greet you. Yes, in person, in our bodies, those that we have prepared for ourselves in former lifetimes, we have ascended as well, and we will come back to greet. What a celebration this will be. We will be your mentors, and there will be millions of us, billions actually, one for every person on the planet. Now, do you think you're going to know what's going on? Do you think you're going to have your ear to the ground? You will know everything. Your mentors will be teaching you everything you wish to know and then some about all of this and more. All of what we have done, all of what came before. And so you will learn, beloved ones, the details of where we have been, all of us together, what your role in it has been, because your mentor will be the person who knows all about you, your past lives, the work you have done, and the work you wish to complete. Every single one of you will have your own mentor. That's a lovely thought, isn't it? And bear in mind, every single one of these mentors is coming to you from a higher dimension. This means they will be unconditionally loving. They will be completely without judgment. They will bring you nothing but love, light, and plenty of wisdom to help you grow and to ease your fears and to help you stretch and evolve and to raise your own vibration so that you may ascend as well. There will be many who are ready now who will come to the light chambers to be restored, and they will return with us. They will return in their brilliance. You will recognize them. You'll know who they are. And we will rejoin you, and we will take part in this glorious upliftment that will help all of those on planet Earth to raise their consciousness. It will be everyone's tongue. It will be the work of everyone on the planet. Because, of course, beloved ones, there will be no need for money. Yes, some of you will need to be working at things you like. Some of you will be growing things. Some of you will be helping out. But, of course, you will be taught and offered new, brand new technologies, free energy. Be no more pollution. There will be no more oil drilling. There will be no more destruction of our beloved Mother Earth. She, too, will experience freedom, glorious freedom from the poisoning and the prodding, burning, and the digging, and the terrible pollution that has caused her such pain and has caused her to work with such determination to just try to maintain the balance so that you might live. It has not been an easy task, and she is known throughout the universe as the courageous and beautiful blue planet. Her work to support humankind is legendary because she continued throughout the ages to offer her energy, her love, her nurturance, and her support to those who tried to poison her. Even they benefited from her sturdiness, from her dedication. And she is being awarded the Bright Star of Ascension, permission to rise up, to free herself from the lower dimensions. Yes, she too has earned her ascension, as all of you have done and will do. All of us are involved in this, and every one of you who have offered help, nurturance, support for those around you have raised your vibration, and in doing so, you have raised the vibration of your twin flame, of your entire soul family, and of those around you. We are truly one. and it will become gloriously clear to you. There will never be another day for those of you who live now on the surface of planet Earth. There will never be another day when you feel despair. You will see such a flood of wealth in the coming week that your mind will not be able to grasp the immensity of it. Plan. And this will allow everyone to completely shift in their consciousness, to completely leave behind old thinking. It could not be a gradual, small shift. Not this time. It will be monumental. Yes, it might be a little disruptive for a while. We may have to shut down the banking system entirely. So what we suggest is that you complete your trades. You take out plenty to put in your pockets in case you need money for a few weeks. Have some food and water and necessities in your house. When you trade, you will be able to do that and make sure you have enough stored to share with your neighbors as well. You know, some rice and beans goes a long way to feeding hundreds of people. And so help your groups, help your community groups store away a little bit of food so that there will be something for everyone. You may have to live a little bit simply, but it will not be a long time. We hope to complete it in a matter of days, but, you know, hoping for a few days sometimes becomes 2 weeks. It's possible there could be disruptions in the electrical systems. If so, you will need to manage without your neighbors. Do whatever you've done in the past when there was a blackout. Be prepared to use everything in your refrigerator, your freezer. Cook it and share it. You will manage. You are resourceful. And you are far more loving than you have ever really known. You have accomplished every task. You have surmounted every obstacle. You, beloved ones, are the heroes of this story. I am proud to be the one who has been allowed to be the spearhead, as you might say, to this current project. The financial freedom to be one of you. I am your Saint Germain.
My, that's impressive. We are on the precipice, just as Mother God had said when I used that word. That's exactly where we are. Thank you, Saint
yes,
Germain.
Indeed. You're welcome.
Thank you.
And so did I make it clear. Tomorrow you
yeah.
will trade. In 10 days, you will hear announcement. And shortly after, you will meet your beloved. Who will also be your mentor?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. It's going to be a whole new way of life, isn't it? It's just going to turn on a dime, isn't it?
Yes. There is no other way to describe it. There is no other way we could accomplish it. It is time. It is what everyone has prayed for, and it is what will be done. All is in place.
And things will just happen, and we just follow our own inner guidance within that structure. There's nothing that we have to do.
Be yourself, your loving, beautiful self. Remember to be generous, to share, and to laugh. No matter what happens, do not forget the laughter. And all will be perfect.
My. So we're here. It's really happening. We're really here.
Yes. We are indeed.
My. Will we get to see you, Saint Germain?
You certainly will.
Oh.
I look forward to coming side by side with my brother Sananda.
And your lady Portia, you're going to lead the troop dancing down the street together.
Absolutely, we will.
Oh, my, a whole new world. A whole new world. My.
It all begins
tomorrow. Tomorrow we trade.
Yes. And when you do, you can see from this timeline that I've given you that you're going to have to give this money away very fast. Not all of it, of course. There will be projects to do together. There will be a wonderful time of growth and expansion and working together. The entire planet will be just abuzz with all kinds of glorious projects and fulfillment of everyone's fondest dreams.
My. Everybody will be busy creating good with money,
yes.
With resources.
With resources. Yes, with resources. Now, I didn't mention, I believe, next week the Prosperity Fund will also be released. So there will be first the exchange and then the Prosperity Funds and then the announcements. And then the landings. All in short order.
Oh, my. And the announcements will come throughout all media, in all languages, all at the same time?
Everywhere.
Wow.
All at the same time.
My.
It's as if the planet were a stadium with a huge loudspeaker. And everyone in the stadium.
Oh, my goodness.
It will be announced in every language.
Mm.
And those, you know, those indigenous cultures who might be hiding out in the mountains, they already know. They're close to the earth. They're close to us. There will be no one who is left out.
It's going to be a great adventure, isn't it? It's just going to we will be so in awe that, you know, it will just pass from day to day, something new every day.
Yes. Think of it. It is a dream. It is the dream, the combined dream of Time Creator, of Mother, Father, God, of all the Ascended Masters, of all humankind. It is the combined dream.
Mm.
And so just as I described the unraveling of the net, that mm-hmm. are so complex and so intricate.
Mm-hmm.
Our plans are far more glorious than theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Far more intricate, far more exciting, far more far-reaching, because mm-hmm. they were created by people who loved. So imagine, as many ideas as there are flowers in a field,
mm-hmm.
as many hopes and dreams as there are souls in the universe, this will be fulfillment.
Oh, Saint Germain, thank you for all your efforts and all your plans and all these, as you were describing, all the intricacies of handling and disarming unit by unit, piece by piece, and those that actually uncovered and helped you find things, and they lost their own lives. This will all be revealed to us, all that has occurred to bring us to this point, so we can really offer our gratefulness for all that so many have done.
Yes, to honor those who have worked so hard
yes.
over the eons, and so many of humankind have come over and over. So it's a heroic story, and there are billions of heroic stories to be told.
Yes, I'm sure. It's a saga. It's just a long, long saga that has just unfolded and unrolled. And we will eventually understand how it all occurred, so we know what was given to get us to this point.
Yes, indeed. And what was taken.
Mm.
And how you have reclaimed it.
Mm. This is very historic. I'm honored to be a part of this conversation. Thank you.
As am I, beloved sister.
This is more than I think any of us can truly comprehend. We're going to have to listen and re-listen and make it part of us. Yes. Thank you.
And reach out to one another. Well, we appreciate this family you've created, this resource you've provided for people to reach out to one another. Whenever there's difficulty, you
mm-hmm.
will have each other.
Yes.
You will know who your friends are from these wonderful conversations. You can reach out to one another. We
mm-hmm.
know our beloved Gabriella has created a Facebook page for everyone to talk to one another. People can share their telephone numbers, their email addresses. They can get in touch with each other. This is a
mm-hmm.
family, and you need to reach out and know one another. Don't be shy. If you wish, ask for someone to, in your town or in your state,
mm-hmm.
create a group of those that you have heard ask their questions and come to these calls. This is how people form
yes.
groups of like-minded individuals.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to reach out. I'll give the name. It's Healing for Ascension Tour Group. And it's part of the Ascension Tour information on Facebook. It's Healing for Ascension Tour Group. So it's all the group that have listened to the calls, that have come to the meetings, that have taken part in these calls and the healing calls, and there everyone can contact one another.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest that they all do that very soon.
We also posted someone else has, Catherine and I just posted a reference to an article where they're encouraging people to get to know others in their own locale worldwide.
Yeah.
Geographically, in case services go down, you will know those that are in close geographic proximity that are of like mind.
And you're posting that.
Yes, we posted that. It's on Breaking News Now, and I'll bring people's attention to that. And, of course, we have our instant contact group that is also worldwide that's on Hollow Earth Network's website, and people have listed their names. They want to participate and reach out to each other, so they're finding each other that way. So we will make this more. Now is the time for people to really utilize these opportunities to display their own location and to find others close by.
Indeed. That's a wonderful idea. So there are many resources available now.
Yes,
and I hope
we'll get them
on
all.
The call, everyone on the call should. You know, people are always complaining, oh, my family thinks I'm crazy, or, you know, I don't know anybody else I can talk to about this kind of thing. Well, now you do, so
yeah.
Go ahead, everyone. Hook up, as you say, with all those around you who want to talk.
I think that we have given them the freedom to do that now, because life will never be the way it used to be. It's a whole new way of life, and this will fit in now.
And, of course, those who have been talking about these things and telling their family members and encouraging everyone to raise their vibration and think about ascension and purchase a few dogs and whatever they've been talking about will now be proven to be the leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they'll be vindicated. Uh-huh.
And they are the ones that those around will turn to and say, what is this? What do you know about this? Oh, this is what you were talking about. Explain to me. So everyone who has the wisdom and the information that has been given over these years on these calls will be asked to come forward and help. Help their neighbors, help to explain, help to ease people's minds so that they can adjust to the changes that are coming so fast.
It is coming fast, and it's fast for us, and we're prepared and looking forward to it, but it's going to be a great surprise to many, just a total, total great surprise.
Yes, indeed, it will be.
Mm.
And it will be our pleasure to explain to them and to help them.
And the announcements will make it easy, because everybody will hear the same announcement at the same time, so they won't have to step forward and offer a truth that others aren't in agreement with, because they'll all have the same truth at the same time.
Yes. Of course, there will still be some who will try to confuse it or twist it. And this is where your work comes in, all of you, not to allow anyone to dilute or pervert the message, not to raise fear.
Yes.
This will be the work of all the light workers now, to make sure that no one sinks into fear or fear-mongering to create fear in others. So that will be your work.
And it will just, yeah, we'll know what to do as things unfold.
Yes, and
Mm-hmm.
What about the government, Saint Germain? You're talking that next week the prosperity funds will be distributed. Where does that leave our government? It's tied in with finance and the bureaus of the government. People are still being harassed by the IRS, for heaven's sake, you know?
Yes. Well, they need not worry about those letters. They can even return a letter to the IRS saying, "Bless you, dear brothers and sisters. I appreciate the work you are doing, and thank you for your kind letter." And it will simply confuse them enough so that they won't bother you anymore until it's completely gone. Well, I didn't spell out what's happening in terms of the what the prosperity funds are accomplishing.
Yeah.
All of it has been distributed, and it will be released. And a large part of that is the program that will allow each country on the planet to go to a gold standard. You have known in the past as a gold standard, which was removed in order to manipulate the economic systems.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the value, the true value, was removed from the money itself. First it was paper money, and then it was paper money that had nothing behind it but the promise to pay. Well, of course, doesn't have any value in it in and of itself. The entire system, the United States, within a very short period, a week or a few days more, will be returning to the gold standard. At that time, all of the currency that is produced, all of the dollar bills that are produced, will be the new gold-backed certificates. The fiat money, which is the pretend money that you've been using all along, you know, you've seen the new bills. They're more colorful. They're very different from the old ones. The new bills will become the currency of the United States. Those are the ones that have true value.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of them will be printed unless there is an equivalent amount of true value behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the entire financial system will be returned to a standard in which you cannot pretend that there's more money than there really is.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot print money arbitrarily, as has been done.
Will this be managed by the U.S. Treasury? Is that where it's going to come from?
Yes, it will be a new form of government.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But there are already those at the Treasury who will rise to positions of competent power and responsibility, and the old will melt away. There will be no more Federal Reserve Bank. There will be no need for it. There will be no more loans, because there will be no need for them. Now, there will be a transition time in which the offices in which thousands of people were working will be shut down. Those people will need to be integrated into the new system. But since there will be such prosperity available to all, no one will be what you used to think of as out of work. In fact, we will have an entire new workforce of people who are eager to create, to to do something truly worthwhile to serve their fellow men. And that will probably take a bit of shifting.
Mm-hmm.
But those people who are now busy all day long creating papers which replicate papers, which replicate other papers, which are originated by someone who created a paper in the first place that had no bearing on anything,
mm-hmm.
this will end. There will be no more jobs like that because
mm-hmm.
they are soul-shrinking, meaningless, depressing work. No one will have to do that kind of work. There will be new technologies to clean the air, to produce commodities that are now manufactured in sweatshops. There will be new ways of growing food, and we are going to hit the ground running, I assure you. So for every person.
What about our weather, St. Germain? Is it going to settle down now?
Well, as the, you know, Mother Earth still will need to cleanse herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be done, but not until everyone has ascended. In the meantime,
yeah.
there will be some bumps, some hiccups, some difficulties, but they will not be anything like what you've experienced before, because, first of all, you will be given good warning. Everyone will be able to remove themselves when need be.
Mm-hmm.
And Earth will be working with all of us. We will know when there is something she needs to accomplish, and
mm-hmm.
we will allow to do so. And in the meantime, everyone will be protected. So there may be some upheavals. Yes, there will be weather, as you are familiar with it. But the worst of what you've experienced in recent years was manufactured.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Yes.
So those kind of events will never happen again.
Never again.
Oh, that's wonderful.
This drought in the western United States was entirely engineered.
Oh.
It was designed to create fertile ground for the companies who wish to promote their drought-resistant seeds.
Oh.
Which, of course, would have poisoned everyone. But that was the plan. And we need not mention who those companies are. I think everyone's very familiar with the ones who will then in very short order be out of business.
Wonderful.
Because the fines that will be enforced will be so enormous that the company will be immediately bankrupt.
So this means old-fashioned farming will start coming back in again?
Old-fashioned in the sense of, one, appreciating the earth.
Yes, yes. Family farms, family gardens.
There will be more community involvement.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
And there will be mentors who will teach far more advanced techniques that will produce wonderful crops in very short time.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
So there will not be a problem feeding everyone. And as your energies rise, of course, you need less food. And we will be eating much less, and we will not be eating our brothers and sisters.
Yes.
There will be an end to slaughter.
Oh, that's wonderful.
There will be no more factory farms raising billions of chickens or billions of cows and lambs.
Yes. The sooner the better. The poor animals, we need to release that. I can't even bear to look at some of the things that it's wrenching.
Oh.
We don't. It's terrible.
Yes. The complete disregard for life.
Yes.
That has been promoted and accepted is just obscene.
And their innocence, you know, the animals are, if you look at their faces, they're sweet, their innocence, how they've been so abused, it's just, it's sometimes more than many of us can even bear to think about.
It will not continue.
Good, good.
And all of this is going to happen very quickly, because when the mentors arrive, there will be no more chicken on the table, I assure you.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Oh, that's so wonderful. I can't wait for the community gardens. That's always been kind of a dream that I've had, that it would be such a nice thing to do, community gardens.
Yes, to be able to walk barefoot through your vegetable garden.
Oh,
wonderful. Uh-huh. And to share with your neighbors and to greet one another. This is an endeavor that is honorable and should be a social meeting place.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a way of getting to know people better.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful thing.
And everybody's grounded. They're standing there in the soil, grounded. Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, that will be wonderful.
Will have the same quality. No more will there be a sole carpenter or a small team struggling to build a house with all the trees that are to be had. You will have new products, new materials, new buildings. And what a joy it will be for the young people to take part in building, creating communities where there is poverty now, creating housing for those who will joyfully join in and put on the teapot.
Oh, that just sounds so good and wholesome. And we've gotten so far away from these kind of community endeavors. And it's, you know, we remember when we were children, we'd always ask our mothers, what can I do? What can I do? You know, even if we could help dust the house, we felt like we had worth. And so in these kind of endeavors, the children will be acknowledged for their contribution and feel worthy.
Yes, indeed. That's right. And it's what has been missing from the education system.
Yes, that's true. That's true. It's, let the children contribute again instead of being put on the shelf until they're 18 years old. And they can't get a job until they're 16. And what do they do in those years? There's nothing to do. And it's an invitation to do the wrong things because they want to be involved in something.
Of course. A child feels value, as you said, when they can help out.
Yeah.
When they can contribute to their family, not feel that they are a burden.
Yeah.
And many parents talk about their children as if they are a burden. What a terrible thing for a child to feel.
Yeah.
What a terrible thing for a parent to feel.
Mm-hmm.
The way it has been created by the Dark Ones. This was a plan that was long ago.
Yeah, because they're in a limbo. By the time a child is 12, they have much to contribute even before then, but they can't get a job, and they want to be productive, and they want to be able to be sufficient to themselves. And if they can't get a job, they're prevented from getting a job and working, then what are they going to do? That's the dangerous years. Yeah.
No more.
How nice.
No more.
Oh, what a nice new way of living.
Yes. And I believe there are a number of questions on the panel.
You know, it just crossed my mind as you were saying that. I was glancing over. Well, we do. Are you ready? Shall we go for it?
Yes, we could ask those who have now had their questions answered that they might press their keypad to remove them.
Okay, so those of you who have pressed number one and your hands are up, if your question is no longer relative, would you press number one again? And that will take your hand down, and we can navigate a little better with those that are still with open questions. That didn't do a thing, Saint Germain. They're all still here. Okay.
Well, you know, Father God has promised to be there in the wings, waiting, and I notice he just raised
his
hand.
He's here. Shall I open his line?
I think we possibly should invite Father God, and he may also answer questions.
Father God's line is open now. If there's something before we start the questions that he might want to add to what we've been talking about.
Indeed, beloved masters.
Yes, how be you?
Greetings, Father God.
I will only say a couple of things that I have just received from Prime Creator that is going to make many peoples extremely joyful.
Ah.
And that is this. Because of the hundreds of thousands of letters that had been received by the Department of the Navy, they have shut down all operations underwater. And all whaling vessels, Japanese whaling vessels, Prime Creator said enough, and they all shut down their engines because, I should say, he shut down their engines by stating it is enough.
Wonderful.
And all of their entire whaling fleet is now helpless adrift.
Well, maybe the whales will give them a little boost home.
So all hostilities toward the cetacean nations has ceased.
Oh, that's wonderful. We were just talking about the abuse of all of the animals and these most dear ones. That's wonderful.
Indeed.
And may I add, it is wonderful that the action was taken as a result of people on the ground.
Indeed. Many hundreds of thousands of letters being received worldwide from what is termed the Hollow Earth Network peoples in concern for the whales and the dolphins. And the mer peoples, yes. And also, the U.S. Navy has also announced has released what is termed as the reality of the mer peoples.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
We heard you say somewhere along the line, I think you were talking to the mer people, to the mermaid, I think, that was visiting with us a couple of weeks ago, that it would be okay for them to show themselves to the cruise vessels now. They'd
Indeed.
Be totally safe. Uh-huh.
They are. So I shall remain silent. You have exactly what is termed 27 minutes to take your questions. So I shall be silent on the side.
That's wonderful. Thank you for the good news, Sarah, Father God. I will open the line here. And we're opening 352, ending in 3087. We'd like you to be very quick with your first name, your location, and your question, nice and concise. And then one question, we'd like to keep moving on.
Hello. 352. This is Rod. This is Rod
okay.
in Florida.
Yes, Rod.
How are you this evening, Ann?
Well, just fine. Thank you, Rod.
Great. Got one question for you. At 83, I've got a couple of blips in my health. I have, as you know, that multiple myeloma and maybe a little heart tick. The question I have after the arrival of our friends from outer space, what is going to be able to enable me to enjoy these benefits for a longer time than I might otherwise?
I will say this to you. I will say this to you is this. The Arcturians are in waiting, and they shall bring you forth, and you shall be straightway healed of all manner of disease, sickness, and what is termed ailments, yes, indeed. And if you are missing any parts, will be replaced.
Oh, that's wonderful. And how soon will this be after disclosure?
You will, after what is termed, the disclosure has been given, the healing shall begin.
My.
May I ask one more question? Is what do we do with our money if all the banks close? Do they reopen again? Can we
They are only closing for the purpose to do what is termed as the exchange over of what is termed as turning in, changing the system over to what is termed as the gold-backed currencies from the U.S. Treasury, and what is termed as the Federal Reserve notes shall no longer be valid.
And most of our money will be in accounts in these banks, won't it? We're not going to have it under our mattress right away.
Saint Germain can add to that, yes.
Will there be any suggestions on your part in the future as to what we should do with this money? I mean, should we buy gold with it?
Yes, you can do this, but you will also have your mentors there, and they will assist you in the distribution of the funds.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I'm going to jump off the line. Thank you
okay,
again for your
Rod.
Reveal this morning.
Okay, nice having you on the call, Rod. Thank you for your concise question. And I'm going to go ahead and, looks like Catherine's back. She's already got you back on hold. And, Rod, if you don't mind pressing number one, please, it'll kind of tighten up our navigation here. And Saint Germain, Father God suggested you answer my question about during the bank closures, most of our money will be in those banks in the new accounts that we just set up. Is that not true?
Yes, my dear, that is true, of course, but you must remove enough to get you through for a while and begin distributing what you can to those who can quickly pay off whatever debts they have and clear the decks, as you might say. So there will be a flurry of business done before the banks close.
And the money that's left in the banks will just be traded across Federal Reserve notes exchanged for U.S. Treasury gold certificates?
Yes.
So that's, the money in the banks awesome. Will just be represented by a different currency?
Yes, that is being handled now. The way in which this will be handled is being established. Father God, you're coughing. Did you have something you wish to say? Yeah. The answer is yes.
I'm not understanding you. That's why I don't. But I think you were talking to Father God. Yeah.
Briefly, the answer is yes. We will still need thanks.
Yeah, yeah. And it's okay because somebody had asked. They said, "Well, what do we do with our money when the banks are closed?" Well, our money will remain in the banks, and the accounts will remain, but the currency will be exchanged for the new currency during the shutdown. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
That was somebody's question.
You needn't worry about the details of how that's done.
Yeah,
Everyone will be rich.
Well, that's nice. See, people are already worrying about it, all my money. Oh, dear, yes. That'll be the problem will be, what do I do with it all? So, and do it right. So,
this is what we will be working on, dear.
Yes.
Your network, you already have in place the ability to reach thousands of people.
Uh-huh.
It will be easy to develop groups of people who will be doing very worthy projects. You only need, as you know, you only need put out the call. We are going to do such and such a project, and there will be lots and lots of people who will want to take part.
Yes. It's going to be so much fun.
It will be fun.
Yes.
What we'll be together.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Well, I've got another line open. This is 954, ending in 0910. And let's see if you can do the same thing in and out with your name and location and your one question.
Hi, this is Joseph from Florida.
Yes, Joseph.
I just had a question. Will silver certificate notes, the dollars, be worth more than regular dollars?
Was
about the same.
Oh, hi, Joseph. This is Catherine. I can't help but come back when I see the panel lighting up. I will have to call on St. Germain to get that answer, but I think there may be a variation in the value. I'm not sure what that will be, but it will, yes. The discrepancy would be in favor of the new notes. The new notes will be worth more.
The regular Federal Reserve notes be worth more than the silver certificate notes?
I can't understand you.
I'm sorry, which one is worth more?
For notes which are not backed by anything. So this is why they're being taken out of circulation. So you'll have to, you know, you don't keep any of those old ones under your mattress because they're not going to be worth anything.
Okay.
Does that answer the question? Anne, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. I'm just waiting for you and Joseph. Joseph, are you good with the answer? There's a lot of people that are waiting here.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, regardless of what the exchange is, there's going to be a lot of money to be applied to a lot of good things. So we'll kind of look at it that way. I'm opening a line with 11111. So you just heard your line open. Can you give us your name and location and your quick question? Your line just opened. All I can see is ones. Okay, if you don't reply, I'll have to close your line, keep moving, and I'm going to have to do that. Okay, here's area code 817 opening up. Let's have your name and location, 817. Nobody's paying attention at 817. Are you there, 817? Gone. Okay. 202 coming up. Here we go. 202 ending in 7816.
Hi, this is Nancy. I'm from Maryland.
And
actually, I have my own question, but I think I could clarify about the money thing if you wanted me to. I think what people are concerned about, as Tony had mentioned, you might have to put your new money into some multiple currency exchange accounts so that when the banks close, you won't lose the value of it. But it doesn't sound like we really need to be concerned with that. But I think that's what people were worried about in those 10 days before everything happens. Do we need to switch our new money that we just exchanged into multiple currency accounts so that we don't lose the value, 30% of it, so we can still go on and do all of our good works that we want to do? That's what I think people are worried about. But that's not my question.
What's your question?
Well, let me offer, since the time is short, I will ask St. Germain to give us a message about that, and we'll post it, you know, unless Father God wants to give us a quick answer about that. But the time is short, so I think I'll ask him to give us a more complete answer, and I can post that.
Yes, okay. And I remember when this discussion was more active about this question, that people were told not to mix the dinar with the U.S. currency in the same account, that they should have separate accounts, and I don't know any more than that. There was talk about that as well. Okay, Nancy. Well, let's go ahead with your question then, Nancy.
Okay, my question is about first waivers. I've heard of different things where you could be a first wave and come back in 10 seconds, or maybe be on the first wave and come back in 3.5 more years. So my question is, can you tell us any more information about that, and will we be able to come back to the families that we're in now? Because, you know, they were wondering, like my parents, I take care of them, and they were kind of nervous about how long I'd be gone.
I don't think you need to worry about that.
Well, I know I'm not worried about it, but I think they
Nor do they. They will have the healing available to them as well. So not only are you not going to have to take care of them the way you have, but you can decide whether you want to come back in 10 seconds or 5 years. No, maybe not five, but a few years.
So that will be
your
choice.
No,
actually, the time spent on the other side might be extensive, and just a few seconds on this side.
Oh, okay, that's very cool.
Mhm. That's
all
we've been told.
So we don't have to worry about it. Okay, so I won't worry about it, and I'll tell them not to worry about it.
Right.
Okay, and I just wanted to make sure that 10 days from now, is that March 8th? Am I counting correctly?
I think it's around there.
It's either Friday the 7th or March 8th. Saturday,
well, we can all look at our calendars. I'm going to move ahead because
okay.
We're down to 13 minutes. Okay.
Thank you so much, honey.
Okay, honey. We're going to
not to forget that everyone will have a mentor. So Nancy's parents will have
some
course too.
Yeah. We're going to laugh at some of the questions we asked, and when we get underway, we're going to look back and say, wasn't that silly, those questions we asked? Here's 407 open. We're ready for you. 407 ending in 1530.
Hi, Ann. This is Gloria down in Florida.
Yeah, hi, Gloria.
Hi. My question is, I have I'm kind of confused. Tomorrow is when you take your currency, your dong or your dinar in to exchange it?
Yes.
Is that what it is? I'm confused.
Well, that's what we've heard, but we're going to get specific instructions. Don't take that as the final. Everybody get up early and run to the bank. I'm sure there's going to be specific instructions that will follow.
Well, I know Wells Fargo will not cash them in unless you have an account with them, and you can't you can't turn around and write a check and take it right back out, they said. But I see my bank is a credit union, but you just said don't mix because I have my Social Security automatically deposited the third of the month. but you said not to mix, you know, foreign currency in with the regular money.
Well, you know,
that's what they were talking about. Yeah, they were talking about that a couple of months ago when everything was so imminent.
Doesn't take much to open another account. So when the 800 numbers...
I cash it in like at Wells Fargo just to open account there.
Well, I wouldn't
cash it in.
Thoroughly recommend Wells Fargo, but I think
that's the only place around here that said they would cash it in, and they won't cash it unless you have an account with them.
Well, I guess you'll have to open an account, and then as soon as you can, you take the money out.
Okay, now do we cash it all at once or just a little at a time?
Now, it's my understanding that if you write a check on your account, they have to allow you to take your own money. But
mm-hmm.
I'll also check with St. Germain about that.
Okay.
You're not going to be allowed to steal your money.
Yeah, no, they just said, no, you just can't write a check immediately and take it right out.
Right, immediately, maybe not, but you will be able to take it out. But you also want to ask them what their fee is and what fee they're charging you. It might even be worth driving a distance to find another bank.
Because we've got Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and I forget what else is around here.
Yeah, well, check with each of them to find out what their rates are and how much they're charging as their fee.
So they charge it. Somebody told me to go to the airport to see if I can get foreign exchange. They're not going to do that much money at the airport.
No, probably not.
Well, does this preclude that we're not going to have 800 numbers? Is that what we're talking about? We're just going to start roaming the banks and deciding where... I thought they wanted to regulate it so that there wouldn't be people standing in line at banks. I wonder.
Well, yeah. We have to use the 800 numbers to get contract rates. I do know
that. Yeah. So, you know, we have to kind of wait for directions. There will be directions coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we can't sort it out at this point. Yeah. There'll be directions.
Okay, 'cause I just wanted to know, it's like, you know, you take it all in, cash it all in at once, or what do you do? I'm almost 70 years old, so this is kind of new to me. I don't know all this stuff. I'm not a banking person, figured out number person. So I'm really relying on you guys.
Gloria, this is new to all of us because
mm-hmm,
this has never happened before.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
None of us have done this before. Gloria, honey, I'm going to close your line.
Okay. Okay, love
you
guys.
Try to get somebody worked in here before we run out of time. And I've opened 520. 520, you're open, ending in 0288. Come on.
Hello there.
Yes.
Hi. This is Cynthia. I'm in Tucson. Hello, Anne. Hello, Catherine.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give Tony's website for anybody that's sort of lost right now. It's www.tntdenar.com, or it's superfantastic.info, superfantastic.net, and there that will lead to their form and to their calls and everything.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, good idea.
My question is that, you know, I've been listening to these calls for a while, and I've heard many things said that what Gaia is going to do to the Earth, and it seems to, you know, how she's going to absorb the buildings and the concrete, et cetera, et cetera. And then after reading that article that you sent, the email that you sent out yesterday about the event, about how all these new technologies are going to be given to us, probably technologies that have been available for a long time, but they've never been implemented. So I'm thinking, so if all these new technologies come around, then why would they be destroyed, or will they eventually be destroyed and absorbed into the ground with all the buildings and everything else?
Because we won't be here.
Right. We won't be here then?
We won't be here when that happens.
Oh, okay.
We'll
but
all be ascended and off the surface, and then Mother Earth gets to shake herself down and get cleaned
thank
up.
Thank you. Now I understand. So that's a little bit in the future.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't even give it a second thought. You won't be
no,
here.
You notice. You notice how these, Cynthia, how this question has a sort of fear base to it. Oh, my God, am I going to be here when the buildings crash down?
No. I'm really not afraid. I just wanted to get some clarification because I know that I'll always be safe. I know that. I've known that since I was a little kid, even though I've lived some horrible things, but I always knew in my core that I would always be okay. And now look at what's happening to us now. We get to go and be healed and come back. We're going to get to ascend. We're going to get to grow and travel with the universe. I'm like, my God.
Right.
It's incredible.
Yes. So let's underline. It will all be taken care of in a very creative, wonderful way, and none of us will have to worry about it.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for all the work and to be fortunate to listen to you, Catherine and Anne and everybody else and Peter and Father God and Saint Germain and all the it's just all too wonderful. It's all this love, and I thank you for it. Me and my mom both, we look forward. This is the biggest thing in our life right now. Well, duh, I guess. But well, my mom's cancer is kind of gone now.
Okay,
anyway,
sweetie, we're going to roll on. We got five minutes.
Yes,
we might be able to work
you.
Somebody in yet.
Okay. Thank you for
the time.
Okay. Bye.
Go on. Okay, let's roll on to 954. Okay. I thought I caught it. Yeah, 954, ending in 7930. 954.
Hello?
Yes, come on.
Yes, it's Nadine.
Oh, hi, Nadine. Are you in Florida?
Yeah, I'm in Florida. I used to live in Florida. That's my home.
Yeah, I know that. I didn't know if you'd gone home to Ecuador. What's your question, Nadine?
No, the girls are here. I have my children here with me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they came here. The question is, Anne, it's such a large amount of money. I don't understand. Are you moving? Are you depositing? It's all confusing to me.
Isn't this a wonderful problem? Stay tuned. Go to Tony's website, and there will be suggestions there. But it seems to me the point is we're going to give it away as fast as we can. First of all, give it to everyone you know. You know, spread it around.
No, and it's not about the way to disturb. I'm from Haiti. I have a lot of work to do with my money.
Yes.
But the thing is, do you go to the bank tomorrow to trade your money, to deposit in the account, it's such a large amount of money. We're not talking about thousands. You understand?
Well, put it in several different accounts. Just spread it around a bit.
Taking from this side, taking it over here. But do we have insurance that's going to cover all this amount of money?
You won't need insurance. There's not time. You will put it in several different banks so that you have it, you know, spread around a bit, and then you will have a crew who's going to help you to figure out the best.
And
you
mentor,
are going to
remember Saint Germain said your mentor will be there and help you determine where you can do the most good with the money.
Yes. You don't need to worry.
What about walking to the bank to go cash, to go trade it? That's the whole problem for me.
To go, I don't know it.
Let Tony handle that. There's going to be instructions,
yeah.
And I'll have it posted on Hollow Earth Network, and there's already instructions already posted on Hollow Earth Network. So be sure and follow the RV update there. It's added to every single day, and all the previous entries are there. And there's so much direction that has been provided already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Anne. Yeah.
Thank you very much because this is scary.
Nadine, honey, we're down to 1 minute, Nadine.
Yes. It's the best problem you've ever had.
No, is that it? Okay, I'm going to close Nadine's line so that Catherine can close her call here, Nadine.
Yeah,
okay?
It's nice to go. Ah, yes, Father God.
Just a quick announcement for you to do. For the call tomorrow night, the president of Soul Seed Rain International will be tomorrow night.
Yes, I'll be posting a reminder about that, hopefully yet tonight before the day ends. Now that we've got this call handled, I can settle down and get prepared for tomorrow's call. And it will be the president, Byron Balca, who a lot of people would like to know more about who this company is. And so we have arranged for the president, Byron Balca, to be on Thursday's call coming up, and everybody will get notices just like they did for today's call and for Peter's call yesterday, and there'll be a notice about tomorrow's call as well. So it's going to be quite...
At 8 o'clock.
Yeah, the regular time, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. It'll all be posted.
Okay. Thank you, Father God. And here we go, everybody. Time to say goodnight.
Thanks to everybody for your happy questions.
Good night, Anne.
Good night, Catherine. Good night, everybody.